T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eddie Coleman is brought to you by Interstate Battery, distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's is the preferred pizza of New York baseball, and by CSEA Local 830. The great Eddie Coleman. Hi, Ed. Are you all right, Ed? No injuries, right?
I'm fine, Joe. I'm fine. I think I'm fine. Mentally, probably not.
Well, I understand.
Crew.
We get that.
Eddie, I'm in full panic mode. I really am. Am I wrong? Should I be in full panic mode? Because I am.
Well, I'm sure a lot of Met fans are in full panic mode, but I mean, they have to find some answers here, and probably within. You know, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of help from outside, and guys have to play better and execute. I mean, it's, you know, you can talk about moves and everything. You know, Rosario, that's a move. Maybe that happens, but. I mean, guys just simply have to play better and specifically pitch better. I mean, it's been just awful. Just awful. That was an capital letters unmitigated disaster over the weekend. And there's nothing else that can describe it. It was just, and it got worse as the weekend went on, and it culminated in that yesterday, which was just disgraceful, really.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it's just amazing because, you know, nobody is pitching well. I mean, not even DeGrom right now, Eddie, is pitching well. I mean, you want to say Wheeler's been okay? I mean, look, Wheeler's coming off the injury, so I don't want to put him in this category. But nobody's getting it done right now. Let's be honest.
Zach, the last couple, I think, has gotten better with the last couple of starts. And hopefully that continues tonight because I think he's beginning to feel it. But, you know, I'll wait. I'll hold judgment on that until tonight in Arizona. But, you know, that's a plus. You know, DeGrom is frustrated, you know, mainly because, you know, Jake is a guy who, you know, he wears it and he knows how important he is right now. Without Syndergaard and the other guys that aren't there and the other guys that aren't pitching well, he knows he has to pitch better. And it's been frustrating for him. I mean, he's, you know, he hasn't been atrocious, but, you know, again, you expect more from him, I guess, at this point in time.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't given it to you.
That's it. I mean, and that's why I think we still look at DeGrom and say he's got the best shot to really turn it around at any point. He's still striking out a lot of guys. He did cut down on the walks yesterday, only walked one guy. You've got Matt Harvey and Robert Gazelman who are showing you nothing. I mean, those two guys, if the Mets had any depth, would be out of the rotation right now.
Yeah, you know, it's really mind-boggling. The one thing that you could say about this team coming out of spring training is that you kind of expected they wouldn't have long losing streaks and that they would probably be in every game because they're starting pitching. They have the worst ERA in the major league.
Unbelievable.
That's mind-boggling to even say. I don't care about the injuries. It's mind-boggling to say that this staff, the starting staff, has the worst ERA in baseball. Amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
At what point, I brought this name up earlier, this Tyler Pill. I know he's 27 years old.
Take
he's been
pill.
In the minor leagues for a very long time. But the numbers jump out of you. He's very good in Binghamton. He's been very good in Las Vegas. Is that something the Mets are going to soon consider to give this guy a shot?
Honestly, Evan, I don't know. I've seen Tyler Pill. Probably couldn't break a pane of glass, but he knows how to pitch.
They could use that, by the way.
Major League Baseball
could use that because everybody throws 90
back. Yeah, well, no, that's true.
That's for sure.
In general, yes, you're right. Because so much is, you know, is put on velocity these days, and to the detriment, I think, sometimes of baseball and the pitchers. But he does know how to, you know, crafty right hand, if you want to call him that, I guess. But I don't know if he's an answer they reach for. You know, I was looking through the transactions or whatever. And the only name I could come up with, Ross Detweiler, opted out of his contract with the Oakland A's yesterday. So, you know, is he a guy? He actually pitched pretty well in May, although his ERA was well up there. But, you know, he's not an answer. But, I mean, he's a guy who started and relieved. Do you dip there? Do you try to bring in somebody like that? I don't know. I don't know. They have to at some point in time. You know, Smoker was sent up. Smoker's going to be a starter now. They're going to try to stretch him out.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to try to stretch him out and be a starter because – he had anxiety issues when he was pitching in relief. So Wow. Now, you could go both ways with that, too.
I have the same
anxiety issues. I have them every day. Yeah. Every day I got anxiety.
I know.
Every day.
I hear you. The other thing that's concerning to me is Cabrera, because and this, you know, resonates kind of like the Lagares thing last year. Remember Lagares went down, I think he – would he fall on his hand? If I remember right, it was in June.
Yeah, he was diving for a play in the outfield.
He sprained his thumb, and then he sat out for a while. They wrapped it every day, and he played for a while. And then eventually he needed surgery, like on the beginning of August, if I'm not mistaken. You know, it didn't work. And now Cabrera, we were told the MRI last week showed that it showed no fractures, no ligament damage. Now Cabrera says he has a tear in there. Now, that tear could have happened with pinch hitting appearances since the MRI. I don't know. But he says there's a tear. I don't think he's going to play today. I don't know what the long-term thing is. Is he going to go on the 10-day DL? Maybe. So we'll stay tuned for that. That may happen later on. We'll see.
You know, one thing, too, about this rotation, not just the rotation, but the bullpen, too, is the walks, Eddie. I mean, this is a team that didn't walk anybody last year. They walk guys left and right all the time now. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, no, they are the starters, but the bullpen has been guilty of that too.
Well, yeah, everybody,
they have. I think as a unit, you're right, and that makes your life a lot easier, and that's why they pitched as well as they did last year. And again, you keep traffic up the base paths. Guys are going to get hits. There aren't that many. Harvey used to be a strikeout pitcher. He isn't anymore. DeGrom has been this year for sure. But Syndergaard hasn't pitched that much. But the more traffic, the more danger you run into. And there was a lot of traffic yesterday, and it ran into a lot of danger. That's for sure. Mm.
Will they consider calling up Amed Rosario at this point, or will it just be Reyes playing shortstop until his Drubal's healthy?
They can even if you sideline Cabrera, you can probably still get by without him. But I'm wondering if they do put him on the 10-day DL, whether they would call up Rosario. They've obviously been a little hesitant, and I had heard it was because of his defense, surprisingly, just because it was a little shakier than they would have liked because he has been hitting there. His average has dropped. I think he's around 350 or 360 now. It was like 380 something. But I mean, he's still hitting. He obviously can play. I think they would like to bring him into a positive environment. This isn't exactly a positive environment right now, so I don't know. Like I said, I think they could get by without him, I think it probably increases the chances that it would happen if Cabrera goes.
I think we all envision that, like, the Met offense would be struggling, they'd be pitching well, and Rosario would be here to spark the team. What's he sparking when their biggest issue is starting pitching and bullpen?
Right.
Like, that's the thing. It doesn't really make much of a difference at this point.
I would agree. That's why. And I think that's maybe a little bit, with their hesitancy because, the pitching has got to turn itself around here or you're just, you're going to continue to plummet. I mean, guys, they've got to take the – you see situations, the Harvey thing over the weekend, do you pull him normally under those circumstances? Well, maybe you do, but Terry's trying to get whatever he can out of anybody and to stay away from a bullpen that is leaking like a sieve. So, you'd love to have your starters go seven and then try to piece it together and figure it out from there. But then, the bullpen has got to do their job too. And Reed was awful yesterday. He's already given up more home runs than he gave up all of last year. It's amazing. And he can't figure it out either. But somebody's got to figure it out here.
Part of the problem, though, too, with the bullpen, and they're not any good, we know that. But, I mean, when these starting pitchers are only going five innings, Ed, you're asking the bullpen basically every night to get 12 outs. Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. Jerry Blevins, he's going to pass Mike Marshall's record the way he's going.
Yeah.
He pitches
every
game.
All these guys. And Terry, I know some people have said that, leave guys in for an inning or two. He's been trying to stay away from that just simply because he has guys every day. If he gets some, there's two ways you can do it. You can throw guys out there for a couple of innings like he does with Robles every now and then or somebody, and then you don't have them for a couple of days, or you can use them sparingly, get an out here, get an out there, and have them ready every day. He's been trying that approach. Neither has worked, really, to be honest with you. So I don't know where he goes, but somebody just has to get out at this point.
I mean,
it's frustrating.
The one positive is that if they could ever just stay afloat and play 500 ball, they're in a pennant race, because I think that's not going to take much more to get a wild card spot. But the more you watch this team, I mean, it's just you need innings, like Joe said. Like, it's just not sustainable to get asked. Because even when they win games, let's say they win tonight 11-9, and they've got to use 13 relievers. I'm exaggerating.
Right.
That's just not sustainable. And, oh, by the way, Zach Greinke tomorrow against Tommy Malone. That'll be fun.
Yeah, well, that's on paper, that is the mismatch. Who knows? I've seen him go the other way sometimes, too. But, you know, your point's well taken. It's not, this is not hopeless. It's, you know, you're 16-20. It's awful so far, and this weekend was awful. But you have to remember as well, too, what you want to have is a pitching staff that is fairly healthy and ready to go if you do indeed make a push for the postseason and get there.
Right.
But they do have Syndergaard coming back. They do have Cespedes coming back. They probably will have Familia coming back. I would think. I think, you know, that's a good possibility. Mats and Lugo at least are making progress. I don't know exactly where they are, but they're, you know, they haven't been rehurt. Let's put it that way. D'Arnaud is still out. I'm not even going to mention David Wright at this point because that's, you know, wait on a little bit. But all those names are still there. So, like I said, it's not hopeless, and some of those names are some of their best players, too. So they're missing them right now.
Here's the good news. They're hitting. Michael Conforto's been unbelievable. TJ Rivera's been unbelievable.
Yes.
You know, those two guys specifically, certainly Conforto, looks like he's on his way to being a real deal. I mean, he looks that way, you know?
Listen, I think we all knew he could hit. And it was just, you know, whether he regained the confidence. And I think the best thing for him is that, if you remember last year, April was great, like it was this year. And then he just went dropped off the precipice in May. Well, we're halfway through May, and he's hitting even better. So, you know, I think his confidence is up. And TJ has really, he's helped them in a lot of ways because, you know, we were talking about Rosario before. I mean, if TJ wasn't doing what he's doing, I think they would have to reach for Rosario.
Right,
they can
still
kind of get by at this time because he can play third, he can play first, and you have Reyes for short. And so, you know, you can get by if you want to hold the kid a little bit longer. But if not for him, you'd probably have to reach for him at this point in time.
It's great. I mean, he's 28 years old, but like I've always said, 300 he's been, and he's doing it right now. He's over 300.
And he's hungry. You know, that's what we love about him too, Eddie? He's a hungry guy, TJ Rivera.
No, he is. Yeah, he is. You know, listen, you talk to scouts an awful lot in this business, and one thing scouts will always tell you, if you can hit, you can play on this level, all right, because there isn't enough hitting around, and there aren't enough guys that really know how to hit and deliver year in and year out.
Yep.
That's why, you know, Daniel Murphy has flaws, but he's always going to play, and he'll play somewhere. Why? Because he can hit. And TJ Rivera, like you said, he's hit on every level. You know, be it double A, triple A, whatever. And he's hit in the major league. So you can hit, you can play in this game.
In seven minor league seasons and 630 games, he had 324. Mm. So far in the majors, 56 games last year and this year, 322.
Not bad.
Is what it is. Guy hits.
Listen, it's, you know, not, there are flaws. You know, he doesn't really have a position.
Sure.
You know, he's done okay defensively. He's held his own. He doesn't have, you know, a lot of power, but you know what? He can hit, period. He can hit, and that's key. So hopefully they start to pitch. That would be the other part of the game.
That would be nice.
If you can get some pitching, that would be nice. Maybe with Wheeler tonight, if he continues to progress, that would be good. And, you know, get deep, and the bullpen can hold up. One thing that I guess is a positive from what I know, A.J. Pollock hurt himself yesterday. I think he's their best player.
Well, wait a second. Paul Goldschmidt is their best player.
You want to go Goldschmidt? Okay. That's
No.
Okay.
It's Goldschmidt, Eddie. Come on now.
All right, that's fine. Okay.
Pollock's their second best player. I'll give you that.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue. I just like Pollock.
No, he's a very good player. I like him too.
And he probably, you know, Goldschmidt has done more. And he, because AJ's been hurt. I think he's hurt again. He had a groin pull yesterday, so they may put him on the DL. And David Peralta, as well as out, and I think he's sitting over 300. So that's a couple outfielders right there.
Sure.
Pretty key. So maybe they're both gone out of the lineup. Maybe for three games, that would help. So who knows? We'll see.
Would the Celtics win game seven tonight?
Yes. Well, home team has won every game.
Including the regular season, too.
Yeah, that's right, too. I forgot about that. That's right.
But in the regular season, the only one that was close, actually, in the playoffs was game six.
Yeah.
That was at the buzzer. And
game two in overtime.
Yeah, they could have won game one and two in Boston. They blew opportunities.
Right. Yeah. But they blew, I think they blew them out in overtime. It was pretty,
Well, yeah, once it got to overtime.
But, But yeah, the home team has won every game. I'm going to stick with that big game for Isaiah, probably or hopefully, and we'll see.
Right.
And then they can, you know, lose in five to Cleveland.
Are you even, you're actually giving them a win against Cleveland? That's good. I'm glad you're giving them a win.
one of these teams got it. Doesn't Golden State Cleveland have to lose?
No.
I thought Golden State was going to lose yesterday.
So did everybody. No, how great would it be? The 12-0 versus 12-0
in
the
NBA
Finals. Well,
Eddie, you will be riveted tomorrow night because your Celtics could be the number one, get the number one pick in the draft tomorrow night.
That's very true. That is very true. Right.
It's unbelievable.
Good for you.
Congratulations. Thank you. It's unbelievable.
All right.
I have Evan to thank for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, Billy King, okay. Really.
Billy King.
Billy King.
Still
okay.
Tweeting stupid stuff on Twitter. Thank you, Eddie. Great talking to you.
See you, Ed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.